88.1 MyFM, LanarkLeadsToday.ca. The community spotlight is once again shining on Farrell Hall and DreamRock's latest show. Here to talk about it is DreamRock's Scott Semple. Scott, welcome back to MyFM.
Well, hey, thanks for having me back. Good to be
This is,
back.
and it's good to have you because it means that there's going to be another great community gathering that's coming up at Farrell Hall, coming up Saturday. Jukebox Heroes, a tribute band and North America's number one tribute to Foreigner, will be live on stage. And first and foremost, you get people who come out to these shows time and time again. It's a great way to gather with friends and to enjoy some great music that you wouldn't be able to see live otherwise.
No, absolutely. And actually, I'm quite I feel quite privileged to be putting on the shows, because I do get after the show a lot of people coming up and saying, geez, we're really glad to have this in the community. It's great to be able to come out to this, at least once a month now and then. So the feedback's always great. And of course, we got the best sound in town, and of course the acoustics in the Farrell Hall as well. Everything combined, and we're bringing in all the top tribute bands right across North America and sometimes worldwide. So we're lucky again with Jukebox Heroes, which is a Foreigner tribute, and they're an international tribute as well to Foreigner. And I mean, for those a lot of songs on Foreigner, people don't realize are really that they did, because they had 16 of hits that were in the top 30. 9 of those were in the top 10, and I mean, you can just kind of run the list down of what they've done. So it's something that it's a great music that people can all enjoy, and of course, come together in the community to see something like this is always fun.
Foreigner is one of those groups that, you're either a huge fan, you know everything about them, and you know all of their music, or you go to one of these shows and then you're sitting there going, "Oh, I know that song. I like that song. Oh, I know that
Exactly.
song. I like that song too." And you don't even realize it's Foreigner.
Yeah, I identify that a lot, having even in the past I've done, bands, some big Canadian bands like Trooper and April Wine and stuff like that. And then even bands, well, I think I know one song they did. And then they go, wait a minute, I know that. I know that. They do that with like Honeymoon Suite, stuff like that. When you start hearing, you realize, hey, these were good bands,
And they opened doors. Like for me, it was 5440. I went to my first like actual 5440 concert and I thought, oh, I know a couple songs of theirs. It turned out I knew like almost their entire set list and I fell in love with the band right at that moment. And that can happen for people with Foreigner after this show. They can go out and listen to their music after because they just sort of realize, hey, I already like this music. Why not collect it all in one place?
Well, I mean, like I said, those hits like Feels Like the First Time, Cold as Ice, Hot Blooded, Jukebox Heroes, Double Vision, and of course their ballads like Waiting for a Girl Like You and I Want to Know What Love Is. I mean, they've got just a nice library of music that covers from the good rockin' stuff right down to the love ballad.
Even as you're going through that list there, I'm going, oh, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. So people are going to be doing that. And it's going to be an incredible show. Again, it's at Farrell Hall coming up this Saturday night, right?
Correct. Yeah, and if you want to get to, of course, tickets are on sale with Tickets Please, or you can order by phone at 613-485-34 6434, I should say, and we'll have some at the door. I mean, ticket sales have been going great, probably where we were last time with the Billy Joe, which was just a tremendous show. I mean, we had a great feedback on that. So it's nice. Like I said, I look hard and find the best bands we can get and bring them in. And the feedback, of course, has been wonderful. And people are, I get people showing up to all the shows. But if you haven't seen one of our shows yet, this would be a good opportunity to come out and have a good night, catch a great band, have a couple drinks, maybe a dance. It's a great night out in Perth.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, community looks forward to these every single month and afterwards are always saying, well, who's coming next? And the next show is going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, the next one coming up after that is Neil Diamond, and that'll be on April 20th, and that's going to be a fantastic show. And I'm also stepping out. I'll let this know here. I haven't released it to anyone yet. Not the tickets aren't even up for sale, but I always let you guys know over there at MyFM first. And we're going to have a show coming up on May 11th at St. Paul's United Church, and it's the Mother's Day weekend, and you can't get any better than the King of Romance, because we're bringing in a tribute to Engelbert Humperdinck by Scott D, who was worldwide. known as the best Engelbert Humperdinck. Even Engelbert Humperdinck himself has hired him a couple times to entertain his friends. And that'll be backed up with our good friend Dave LaFemme, who does Tom Jones and did him for 15 years all over North America and a stint in Vegas. So it's Tom Jones. It's called Engelbert and Tom Together Again, and they'll be at the St. Paul's United Church on May 11th, Mother's Day weekend. So that's why I'm just letting you know, but you'll start seeing all the announcements, and we'll have some commercials later on for that too.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds great. And St. Paul's another great venue for sure. Another great sounding venue and another great show lined up here by Dream Rock Entertainment. Scott Semple, thank you so much for doing this. I look forward to these conversations every month.
Oh, thank you, Bob. And again, thank you guys for the support. You always give us the support that helps these shows become a great success. And again, it is a community thing, and I urge everyone to come out and let's have a good time on Saturday.
Fantastic. We'll do it again next month, Scott.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Scott Semple, Dream Rock Entertainment. Go check out the website, dreamrock.ca. You can get tickets for the show. They've got a link right there, but that'll also tell you about the other shows coming up. And you can take a look back and see the great entertainment that Dream Rock has provided to the town of Perth over the years. That is for sure. All right. That's going to do it for this Community Spotlight here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. We'll do it all again tomorrow.